mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for stations that are just joining us, Ron Paul says dollar could collapse to absolute zero. Other nations concur. FBI puts anti-war protesters on criminal database. Canada uses the ban to bar protesters from entering the country, including former U.S. ambassadors. Ambassadors can't fly. We have got so much other news, and I'm going to cover today. Jim Brosford is also going to be coming on. He's the guy that cut down the Mexican flag in Reno last week. Well, we've got him popping in coming up in 30 minutes. Edna Lane Brown grabbed about 7:45 Eastern last Thursday night. Elaine, a few days ago, by Saturday, was registered. We've now confirmed this at the Danbury Women's Prison Facility. And now Ed Brown is missing in action, and this violates a whole bunch of federal regulations and laws. They've got to have a chain of custody where those people are, and they're no doubt torturing him and diseling him. You can just bet your bottom dollar. Because they do that generally anyways, but on top of it, it's all part of the freedom. Yeah, they've been torturing Americans forever, folks. They're just using it on the Iraqis to train you that it's acceptable now. Oh, see, it's good to use it on them. Oh, it's good on you. Kind of like the head of the Air Force said earlier this year in the Associated Press. He said, you know, we can't use these microwave guns because of the Geneva Convention overseas, but if we use them on American citizens first, then we can claim that they're okay and use them there. So they're just waiting in major cities to microwave gun the public, burn your skin. It's just totally sick. See, it's just horrible. And so we're going to get big updates up on PrisonPlanet.com very, very soon on this subject. It's absolutely horrible what's happened. We all need to pray for Ed and Elaine Brown right now. At the same time, I had my own advice that I tried to give people. When the feds were about to go in there and raid them, I said, feds, don't do that. Don't murder these people. You have no right to do that. It's also going to make them martyrs and escalate more further crises. Cooler heads did prevail. And then it didn't help much on our side to say, for the Patriots to say and Ed to say on air that he shoots into the woods when stuff would move. That is not a proper use of a firearm. You better know exactly who and what you're shooting at. And that escalated it just into a whole other level. It did. And made it a lot harder to try to de-escalate this. And he threatened to kill those feds. Folks, they're probably torturing him so bad right now, it's just off the charts. That's what they do. They live by terror. Poor fools don't know them. The government gives their kids deadly vaccines, too. They drink the poison water. They live in the corrupt system. Their dollar's been devalued. The very globalists that run this government are getting rid of our borders right now, getting rid of our sovereignty. But you think, well, I'll just be part of the power system and part of my own little gang, and everything will be okay. I mean, it's not going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. And in my gut, I know they're torturing Ed right now. There's absolutely no doubt that's happening. They're probably working him over so bad, it just make your head spin. And, you know, getting beaten from the studies and examples and the stories that have been told, the accounts of soldiers going back hundreds of years that I've read, North Africa, the French Foreign Legion, all of it, being restrained in a truck and being driven around with the diesel fumes for day after day after day, soiling yourself, only being given water, being strapped down, your feet busting open, being beaten in between, is about as bad a torture as it gets. But they're probably got plastic bags over his head. They're probably working on him. They don't care anymore, folks. They just, it's all about killing America. It's all about bringing the country down. The feds are literally in their own lifeboat drilling holes in the bottom of it, giggling as water sprays up. But, you know, they'll just have to see the country destroyed by their own hands before they understand that. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for pure conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is no doubt, the more I think about it, Ed's been captured for almost 4 days, Ed Brown, up in New Hampshire outside Plainfield, for not paying into the private Federal Reserve, which isn't even a law. The feds are losing cases all over the country, by the way. The word's out, crooks. There is no doubt. They're probably not decelling him. They probably got him at a secretive federal facility. There is no doubt that they've got FBI interrogators in there. Because the FBI has been running all this the whole time, wanting people to keep their mouth shut about that, threatening people, Danny Riley and others. They go to prison if they talk about it. And they are probably going overtime on him, torturing him 24 hours a day. There is no doubt in my mind that he's being tortured. And it could be as mild as keeping him in a chair, chained to a chair, with interrogators on six-hour shifts, nonstop talking to him. That is one of the worst forms of torture because it's just continual and it breaks you down. And they're trying to mentally break him down. And that's very inhumane, but it's borderline. But knowing the way these guys are, it's probably bags over the head, beatings, electricity, things that don't leave too many marks. But sometimes they don't care. They may have gone to town. For all we know, there is a chance they could have beaten Ed to death. But they wouldn't be out saying that to the media right now. There's a small chance, or that he's a little bit bigger chance that he's in really bad condition. You know, he could be out, knocked out in a coma, in a bed for all we know. That's why the federal government under habeas corpus has to say where people are and what they're charged with, and they have to show a chain of custody and be transparent. You can't disappear into a black hole. But under the enemy combatant designation and the Military Commissions Act of 2006, the feds say that if the President, Secretary of Defense, or any of his designates in Homeland Security say that you are a terrorist, then you lose your citizenship instantly under their imperial edict and can disappear into a black phantasm. That may have happened here. The fact that he does not show up, and I've gone and checked on the computer myself in the Bureau of Prisons Registry, and the fact that phone calls are, and it is a holiday today, but they're fed still staffed at all these places. We need to call the Concord paper. We need to call the Plainfield paper. We need to call the local TV stations, the AP bureaus. And I can't do that. I'm on air right now. You need to do that, listeners, and call me back and tell them, hey, this guy's disappeared. They won't say where he is. That's a big issue. And talk to these reporters like they're dumb, because most of them are really stupid. Go, hey, habeas corpus, due process, federal regulations and laws. They're supposed to say where he is. Why is Elaine at Danbury, Connecticut, prisoner number 03924-049, and why don't we have Ed Brown enrolled? Why hasn't that happened? Okay, this is very serious. And see, these were people's lives we were talking about here. I mean, Ed may have wanted to go out in a blaze of glory, and his wife may have been consigned to that, and their back was against the wall. I understand why they did what they did, and you can only admire the courage. But do we want to start a civil war? Do we want to get violent? I mean, is that the time for this? Or are we winning all these federal cases on the income tax? Are people waking up to the Federal Reserve? Are 80-plus percent of Americans aware that 9/11 was an inside job in major polls? Is the war 80-plus percent unpopular? It just came out that Bush signed a secret executive order ordering torture, but then when his people got caught, he sent them to prison. I mean, that is so criminal, it's just off the chart. All right, let's see what new developments all these callers have. And again, this is all rumor until we can prove it. But we appreciate them claiming that they're calling in with some intel, and I'm sure it is good information. We just can't guarantee it. Eileen in Mass, you're on the air.
Alex, oh my goodness. I did the same thing. I went to the Bureau of Prisons that shows Ed Brown as being registered or enrolled. But on Elaine is registered, but Ed isn't. Now, on Ed, it has a release date, or the same as the one for Elaine, 4/30/2012. But it shows he's not in BOP custody. And I am going to go through and do a Freedom of Information check on this.
Okay, that's fine and dandy, but that can be 6 weeks. We don't have time for that.
No, I understand.
The media needs to. But I understand in 6 weeks you might actually get the chain of custody, though I doubt it.
I know. This is government we're talking about, so I'm not expecting a whole heck of a lot.
Okay, so you went to the computer like we did and like
exactly.
Sean Kradish did and got the same thing. They're just saying he's in a black hole, basically.
Yeah, basically. They're saying, well, you know, he's not in our custody, so we don't know where he is.
Well, the headline is Ed Brown on the loose. See, I mean, if they won't tell us where he is, then I guess Ed Brown's either dead or on the loose, or maybe space aliens abducted him. Eileen, anything else?
No, that was it, Alex.
Okay,
Mike. That could be more helpful.
No, thank you. Keep checking. That's just more verification. Michael in Indiana, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was looking up some information on this, and I found a place that said that this guy says, I found that Ed is in transit to the Elkhorn facility in Ohio. It says that that's the reason the locator comes up with not in BOP custody.
In transit, in transit. Yeah, we've heard he could be in transit to, quote, Ohio.
Right. Well, what worries me is that I went to refresh the page and find the website again because I wanted to give you the address. It's gone.
And where specifically in Ohio?
Elkon.
Elkon. Well, that's our new industry, not building cars or making computers or having jobs, just prisons everywhere and pot-bellied goons ruling over us.
Amazing.
What do you think of this whole situation, Michael?
Well, I think that all of us should be so lucky to have somebody this concerned. You know, I hope that as many are concerned about me when they come and get me.
Exactly. That's what I've been thinking about. I mean, folks, I mean, the black hole, this is horrible.
You know, you see yellow police line, do not cross, crime scene, in front of my shop. You know, something happened. And it certainly wasn't a criminal on my side.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Look, that's how tyranny rules, is by fear. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about physically fighting back when they had grabbed like half the population of a Russian city and were grabbing people every night. And if it ever comes to that, just arresting everyone, putting everybody in camps. See, we're in such tyranny now, it's radical to say we have a right and a duty to fight back. But at this point, waking people up, the system being discredited. I mean, if they try to go to martial law now without violent provocations, they're not going to get away with it. They need violent provocations. We don't want that. And the rank-and-file Fed doesn't want that. And some of them are like Joe Bannister. They're not all, you know, little conceited, wannabe tough guy, Cobra Commander types. Let's go ahead and talk to Thomas in Georgia. You're on the air, Thomas.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm willing to admit I did Fed time. I got indicted and arrested in 97 in November. So I have a little bit of understanding on how they work, you know, the federal, you know, the U.S. Marshals, et cetera.
Okay, tell us.
You know, the number he gave that is Elaine's number is probably her United States Marshal number. That kind of sticks with you. The last three digits probably have to do with the area she got convicted in.
The district.
In the district, yes. I got convicted in South Carolina. They used a task force that was for drugs. A lot of times they use local task force, which is city, local, county.
Yeah, deputized.
DEA involved. And they take their time indicting you. They leave you in county jails for a long time before they'll ever, it can take, depending on how many co-defendants you have, it can take a year, you know, for them to do their investigation while you sit without bond. And deceling him, they could be moving him from county jail to county jail because, you know, the feds have contracts with various cities and counties, you know, to put their detainees or their prisoners, depending if they've been convicted yet or not, which is the difference between a detainee and a prisoner. And they'll move them from county to county, from city to city, you know, and sometimes to mess with them psychologically as soon as you get adjusted, because it is kind of a big deal when you're in that position. You know, if you do get settled in a county jail for a little while, you know, for them to up and move you, well, if they do this every 24 hours, 36 hours, you know, that can be a form, you know, of torture or whatever, or, you know, trying to make them comply or them trying to get even with Ed or, you know, however they're looking upon the situation.
Well, you obviously weren't dieseled.
Diesel
is where they don't even get you off. They just keep driving.
Mm-hmm. No, I've heard about it, and I talked to inmates about it. I did time in Edgefield, South Carolina, at a federal camp.
Because you were using or selling the products the feds control and ship in.
Yeah, well, I've since learned that. This happened 10 years ago. I've since gotten...
No, but I mean, it's just another sick joke.
No, I agree. I've listened to you for about 5 years, and I'm quite aware of what's going on. I went to Falwell's Neocon Liberty University and actually said something when I graduated in May of 2005. It was the last hand you shook during the commencement, and I said we needed to discuss the New World Order because they took a picture of you, and I had about 2 seconds, and he gave me a horrible look, and I just kept going. But I'm well aware of what's going on around the world and here with the police state and 9/11, and it's very discouraging in the economy. And
yep.
You see how the feds, you know, I know now about the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I didn't know when they arrested you, but, I mean, the Fourth Amendment, there was none with my case.
Did they get you to plea bargain?
Of course. You know, I had a lawyer. My parents got me a lawyer. Yeah, of course I plea bargained. Now I realize I'm 35 now, not 25, you know, I realize.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I really appreciate you, my friend. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anders from Midas. October 8th, 2007, gold, 735.60 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $758.47, 374 for half, 187 for quarter. That's $758.47, 374 and 187. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and incremental implementation Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Jim Brossard, the man who cut down the Mexican flag flying above the American flag in Reno, is going to be popping in for about 10 minutes in the next segment. Then I'm going to get into all the other news on the dollar, big developments there, the police state, cell phones and children. It's very important information coming up, and I will cover it all. Right now, Mary in West Virginia, you're on the air talking about the Ed and Elaine Brown case. Ed in a black hole somewhere.
I'd like to challenge you.
Your phone's really bad.
How's that?
Just talk right into it.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just go ahead.
All right, I want to challenge you, Alex. I simply want you to name me a country in Europe. If there's a person in the United States, and because he's gotten the local, let's say the state government mad at him, and they're part of the New World Order, and they can control things where he travels and stuff in the United States, he can't get a good job, he can't do this, he can't do that. If it's bad enough, let's say he's been attacked, okay, in various places in the United States, and nothing ever comes of it when he goes to the cops. If he wants to go to Europe, because he can't live in the United States and be happy and have a life, what one country do you think he would have the least trouble in?
You know, I've looked at other countries. They're all under similar police state systems. But a lot of times, though, you go somewhere new and lie low, you won't get back in their sights there. But that's what the New World Order is about. It's about internationalizing, where now you have a $50 fine misdemeanor, and you can't go to Canada because you're in a terror database the FBI puts you in. I mean, that's mainstream news today.
I've been to Europe. I used to go there every year. I was attacked in England. There were American intelligence, military intelligence. They were hovering around. I was attacked there. When I went to Ireland, they left me alone pretty well, but they still did listen. They're working through the local police. They're telling stories about me.
Sure, ma'am. I appreciate your call. Telling stories about you. You know, again, it's a global police state, ma'am, so it sounds like you know more about Europe than I do. I mean, Switzerland, if they'll let you in, if you've got enough money, places like that have pretty high standards of liberty and freedom. But it's all getting bad, okay? All righty then. Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
All right. What I'm doing is I'm working on waking people up to the fluoridation problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a Freedom from Fluoride site on meetup.com, and in an effort to do that, what I've started is a project. It's a call to action. It's a protest fluoride video project. I'm asking people to make videos and or animations protesting water fluoride. Now, I've got some underground animations that I found from the Underground Fluoride Network, where there's a gorilla telling you the fluoride facts, and there are these two girls telling you fluoride facts. And if you go to meetup.com and just put in safe water or just safe, my group is Freedom from Fluoride,
mm-hmm.
and you can see the underground videos there on the homepage.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. I'm trying to find out about Edna Lane Brown. That's why we opened the phones up earlier, to find out if anybody has any information. People are out calling, checking into things. We do a lot of fluoride shows, sir, and we also have open phones routinely, so you can call in about any subject you want. Yeah, there are thousands of different groups on the web fighting the fact that fluoride's deadly poison. The head of the Canadian Bureau that got fluoride put in 10 or so years ago has now apologized and gone public and says he was wrong. It's deadly poison. It's not just that they're putting sodium and stannous fluoride in the drinking water. That is a toxic sedative and causes bone fractures and other major problems. But it's also that they take it from the byproducts of aluminum production and fertilizer production. It's a toxic waste, so there's all these other cocktails of heavy metals and things in it. It is a huge story, and I'm glad you're fighting it, but I right now we're trying to help the Browns, trying to find out what's happening to them. Matt in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, Alex, reason why I'm calling is I'm very, very upset with the movement right now, how everyone's pointing fingers about you're a Zionist Jew, Davon Clive is a Zionist Jew, and Jason Burmis is a Jew, and Mossad. You know what people in this movement need to do is stop pointing fingers, because COINTELPRO is very effective at the moment.
But it's working right now, sir. It's working right now. It's working right now. I appreciate your call. Don't you understand that's how it works? They go out and they say something about somebody, then they defend themselves instead of covering issues. And then people say, what's he talking about? And then they go look into it, and then the whole thing continues to go downhill. We're here fighting the New World Order. We're here exposing it. And we're here waking up new people that are tuning in every day and setting them on the path of finding out more and investigating. So I appreciate your call. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Rossert is our guest. Last week, he saw a Mexican flag. There's photos of it up on the web all over the place up and up on our websites, flying above the American flag, and local media had already been talking about it, and when the TV crew got out there, he was there and had cut it down and was saying he wasn't going to give it back. And people said, some people said on our message boards, well, you know, that's free speech. And whereas I agree it is, the point is that all over the country, the illegal aliens are flying their Mexican flags. They're saying this is Mexico. They're desecrating the American flag, flying it above it. So I understand why he did this. And the illegal aliens are going around to post offices and public schools and cutting the stars and stripes down. And they don't ever get in trouble for that and stomping on it. We've listed all these examples in the article we wrote for Infowars.net. So it's just amazing what happened here in the case of what's going on there in Northern Nevada. I appreciate you coming on with us, sir.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Jim, I mean, I know in a three-minute newscast we miss a lot of what actually developed. When did you first learn about this, and from your own perspective, what happened?
I first learned about this, Alex, listening to KOH Talk Radio with Bill Manders. He had a talk show host on there, and that lady came on and was very, very distraught about the fact that our Stars and Stripes was being one-upped by the Mexican flag, and nobody was doing anything.
Now, you're a Vietnam veteran, correct?
Yes, sir. U.S. Army.
And, I mean, it's universal. Even folks that weren't in the military know what it means to fly your flag above another one.
Yes. Yes. We have a nation of people that are patriotic. However, it seems that, unfortunately, in this day and age, we've, not we being us, but some of the people have lost their patriotism and the actual importance of that flag and what it stands for.
Well, the individual that put it up said he, quote, did it for the Hispanic community. The majority of Hispanic Americans are against the illegal alien invasion, almost 70% in Gallup polls. But he means the illegal alien invaders who openly say this is Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a foreigner affront to our country. Can you walk through? Please continue.
Yes, sir. I immediately... knew that it was going to be something that I was going to do as far as relieving the American flag from the disgrace that it was placed in. I went out to my my safe and I retrieved the tool. The best tool for the job was the Iraqi Freedom U.S. Army commemorative knife, and I took that with me to the location, and upon arriving, I saw that there was a camera on scene, and I thought, well, you know, whatever happens is going to happen, because I am definitely going to do the honor to my country and remove that flag from the disgraceful position that it's been placed in. I parked my car a couple doors down, let the motor run, and I walked up shielding the knife from other people's views as a Spanish port from the two buildings. I ignored them. They asked me what's happening. I said, you're going to see what's happening. And I went over and cut the anchor on the flag, makeshift flagpole, a piece of pipe up the side of a building, and proceeded to reel the flags in. And I cut the cord that was that kept the American flag with the Mexican flag, and I let the Mexican flag fall at my feet. I turned the camera. It made his way over to where I was, and I gave him a short surmises, you know, and I walked on without any challenge whatsoever. I left.
What about your statement that you wanted them to come and fight you for? I mean, I understand what you're saying. This is a military operation. This is saying this is Mexico, this is ours, and you're saying, hey, buddy, you got to fight for that.
Yes, exactly. They have taken, that they have actually taken something from us when in reality they're trespassing and they're a disgrace to their own race and their own country.
Well,
they being the illegals and the supporters of the illegals, I am certainly not talking about the Hispanic people. I am talking about the people who would support the illegals coming to our country and the people who are the illegals.
Well, here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. The country's already bankrupt. The dollar's being devalued. Everything's falling apart. We have giant third world hordes, on average, who take up more than double what they actually pay in taxes. The government's there to put them on the welfare gland. They're there to get them into the system. The globalists want their North American union, and they're using illegal aliens as their cannon fodder.
And this is a total assault on our company, or on our country, and our reaction has been to just stand by and watch this happen. Now, my question is, are we going to continue to stand by, or are we going to reach out and start doing something about this? Because there's more of us than there are of them, but for some reason, they're getting away with it.
Well, look, the bottom line is this. We have to ask ourselves, do we still want to be the U.S., or do we want it to die on the altar of the New World Order? It's not going to be Mexico. It's going to be a mixture, third world police state, And you know, even if you're an illegal alien, you ought to know that's not going to be good in the end. It's you know, the big corporations in the U.S. Are pushing this. And have you seen, and again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Jim Brossard. And Jim, last week, cut down the Mexican flag that was above the American flag there in Reno, Nevada. For people that just joined us, just to recap that, at the bottom of the story we wrote, Steve Watson wrote for Infowars.net, veteran removes illegal Mexican flag, may be charged, because that day they were saying they may go after him. Reno resident cuts down Mexican flag flying above U.S. flag after outcry. At the bottom of the story, we have all the examples of it happening in Maywood, California, Tucson, Arizona, Jupiter, Florida. I mean, it's happened a bunch in California and Arizona where the illegals run up to post offices, run up to schools, jerk the American flag down, stomp it, rip it, and then run up the Mexican flag. I mean, this is a vicious military style, and they know what they're doing, hatred of this country. It's saying, we're going to destroy your country. I mean, and then the media is like, oh, they're wonderful people that just want to be Americans. Baloney.
You know, the media is our worst enemy. They have gotten us in the position that we're in, and because they're sensationalists, all they care about is a story, and they don't care about their own nation.
Well, did you hear about the media, and it was not Mexican-owned, by the way, out in California, putting up 600 and plus, it was close to 700 signs saying California, L.A. is now Mexico?
Yes.
I mean, this is, I mean, I live here in Austin, and I grew up with all my Mexican friends. I wasn't looking over my shoulder caring, and now, my, you know, my wife grew up and lived in Spain and in Italy, so she speaks fluent Spanish. She drives around going, look at that on that store. Look what that says. She listens to Mexican radio, gets blown away by it. It's like, we're taking over. Ha, ha, ha. You'll be defeated. And I don't, I mean, I'm not going to be, I'm supposed to just sit here and act like it's not happening?
Yeah, apparently that's what the bleeding heart liberals would have us do. And they are also our enemies. The enemies of this country are not anything other than our own people who are standing by and trying to feel sorry for the illegal aliens who of any race that are coming in and infiltrating our country. When I was in the U.S. military, if somebody infiltrated our country like this, it was an act of war, and we would have handled it. Now, what has happened to our country to cause us to stand by and allow our system to be broken down? We have people driving without licenses and insurance, hitting people and running. We have people shooting and knifing innocent people. Our health care system has taken a complete dump.
Hey, it's bankrupt. Go back to 2-3 months ago, the amnesty bill. I read the sections on air. It said aggravated felon illegal aliens get a pardon and no 5 years of no income taxes.
Good Lord.
I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. It's a red carpet to these people.
Wow. What does our government think they're achieving?
Well, I'll say this. I mean, I would have gone out and shown it and shown the disgrace and then let it build and let the anger build. It would have had a bigger effect. I don't blame you. In fact, I salute you for the courage it took because, you know, it's people aren't criticizing the illegals when they cut down American flags, and this is America. But at the same time, I probably would have done it different because I know what would have caused the most damage to these America haters. But I understand and salute what you did. And I don't get our own listeners on our message boards going, it's the free speech. What do you, this is foreigners in our country desecrating our nation.
I'll tell you who they are. They're bleeding eye liberals, and they're sitting in the comfort of their own home and listening to drive-by media, and they're believing this crap that they're hearing. And these people have not had their identity stolen, okay? They're probably living in an income bracket where they're not feeling the pinch medically. They have total disregard for what is in front of them. You know, when they'll wake up is when this whole thing just turns upside down.
Right. Well, all I'm saying is I understand why they say free speech. A lot of them aren't leading heart liberals and libertarians. But the point is you got to talk real world. You got a bunch of illegals milling around celebrating. That was on the news. You've got them praising their flag above the American flag. It is a direct insult, a direct vicious assault, and it's not an American doing it. Okay?
Well,
it's foreigners.
Then also, there should never be any lack of freedom of speech. But when it involves a flag, simply, that's not freedom of speech. What they are doing is an act of war. That's not a freedom of speech symbol. That is an act of war symbol.
People don't understand, though, that there is international. I mean, the first laws were based on flags. They're symbols. And it's saying something. And it's saying, we declare war on you, and you're a veteran. You know what it means. The public doesn't know what that means. It means we're going to bring your country down. This is Mexico. We hate you.
But why is that, Alex? I think it's because we have so many people that are numbed to the things that are going on in today's society. There's so much strife. There's the child pornography. And where does all that come from? That comes from lack of priorities, lack of integrity. How has the integrity been breached? What happened? Well, the homosexuals are just normal sexual people. No, that's not normal. There's nothing normal about homosexuality. It is a perversion. It is an act of perversion, and quite simply, it's a breakdown of our belief system.
I'll say this.
That, along with many more things, Alex, has broken down and numbed the people where they don't react when something like this happens.
Well, I'll say this. The public has certainly been numbed, and I understand your anger at what happened here. But I would add, you say bleeding heart liberals. George Bush is for blanket complete amnesty.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that couldn't be more wrong.
I mean, that's my point, is that both parties...
And I love George Bush. I love our president. But that couldn't be more wrong. And
you're a conservative. How have you been numbed? How to like, still accept that Bush tripled the size of the BATF, openly wants amnesty, trying to ram it through? I mean, we have to address these issues.
Yes, we do. And we need to face the people like Harry Reid and those people that are on his side, because he's the deterioration of our country. He's leading the deterioration of our country.
Jim Brossard, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I understand why you did what you did. I'm glad it didn't end violently. I'm glad somebody didn't come out to fight you there.
Yes, I am too.
But at the same time, the media...
I'm not a violent person, but I wouldn't have backed down.
I understand. The fact is that we need to hear the same outcry. You know, all these people are upset that you pulled down a Mexican flag. What about how the American flag keeps getting pulled down?
And I encourage all people to act in the manner in which I did, and it's not improper, and if it is unlawful, what about all the laws that are being broken by the illegals? What about those? And what about the fact that these flags were in support of those? Don't these people feel anything for their own countrymen that are having their identity stolen?
Now, I know it's very serious. Thank you for coming on with us, Jimmy. You haven't heard from the police?
Yes, I have. Reno police did respond. They simply wanted to make sure that I wasn't some violent person that was going to do anything else, and I assured them that that certainly wasn't the case.
Did they call you or come out to your place?
They came to my place, left a card on my door, and I responded and on the phone and talked to the sergeant in the detectives division. Very nice man. He understood what my point was, did say that there could be charges if that person chose to file them, and that the Hispanic leaders of the community were trying to encourage him to do so, but of course it doesn't appear like that's happened. I do have a information for a have information for a support for Jim Brossard Freedom Fund. If somebody wanted to, that way I have something to access if something happens.
Is that a website or an address?
No, it's actually, I haven't got my website set up. I'm not sure how to do that, so I'm learning all of this stuff. But I set up a bank account that'll be solely utilized for the act.
Well, if we hear about you getting arrested or in trouble, it'll do the Jim Brossard Freedom Fund, and that's in Reno, Nevada?
Yeah, with U.S. Bank.
Okay.
And if you want, I have the routing number and account number. I can give you that.
Sure, give it out.
Okay. Routing number is 12120169 4. Account number is 15-37-52-80-1552, and that's with U.S. Bank, Reno, Nevada, 5150 Mayan Avenue, Reno, Nevada, 89.
Well, listen, if you get arrested, which is, well, sure, I mean, if you get arrested, which is unlikely, then people can support you, and it's
well,
going to be...
Well, this wouldn't just be for that. This is actually to further, I'm going to keep fighting. So I'm trying to move on this and keep this, this needs to be a movement, not just with me, but it needs to incorporate others. And
I hear you. We got to go to break. I really appreciate you coming on, Jim.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Take care. Folks, nice fella, but there's an example of how he's completely blinded by the left-right paradigm. I mean, he loves George Bush, but George Bush is the one dismantling this country as a puppet for the globalists, and Hillary will follow in the exact same footsteps. She'll do the exact same thing, and then suddenly the left will love her, and then suddenly, I mean, it's just, they keep playing us like fools. I'm just glad that didn't end violent. I'm going to come back, get into a bunch of other news, and then more of your phone calls. I'm going to get to the Ron Paul news.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
We've gotten quite a few reports from multiple listeners that they found an Ed Brown in a federal prison in Kentucky, Ashland, Kentucky. But that shows him getting out in 2017 off his current conviction instead of 2012 when he supposedly gets out. So that's probably another Ed Brown. We're trying to track that down and confirm that right now. More of your calls coming up in the next hour. Let me right now get into the dollar news as we continue to track this. Don't forget Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the New World Order master plan to exterminate 80% of humanity. And by the way, for all the feds and people listening, that means you later. That means after more terror attacks, more control, more constrictions over the next few decades, maybe even sooner, controlled bioweapons releases. Just remember who did it to you. Remember who your bosses are later. And as soon as you find out about your paycheck being worth half of what it was, that hasn't fully come into effect yet. Usually with inflation, it shows up a few years after. Now we're starting to hit that point. Just remember, we didn't do that. Your bosses did. Because the New World Order is real. I know your federal training manuals say it doesn't exist, but we happen to have all the memoirs of the New World Order where they admit it all. Congressman, dollar could collapse to absolute zero. Presidential candidate Ron Paul warns of coming global economic depression. And he said that it could collapse to zero. It's already collapsed by 62% in value against the euro. And then I was reading some of the dig comments, and it says no one is above fear-mongering. And other message boards are saying, oh, that's ridiculous. The dollar is not being devalued. Oh, that's just more of those twofers, more of those crazy libertarians. It's big headlines the last few years, all over Europe, all over Asia, all over the Middle East, all over Latin America. Just a few years ago, the Canadian loonie was at 65 cents to the dollar. Now it's worth more than the dollar. Listen to me. This is a big deal. You're being robbed. Here's a headline today. Gulf funds drift away from dollar. Dubai, asset diversification by the Gulf sovereign wealth funds and the probability that the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, will change the pricing of oil from the dollar to another currency could mean more trouble for the dollar. And Saudi Arabia is already moving away from the dollar, not pegging their currency to the dollar. Venezuela's dumped it. A whole bunch of Asian countries dumped it last week. And you got the neocons. I mean, a month ago we wrote a story about this, and they were on the message board going, on the dig comment section, going, you're trying to destroy the economy. Shut up. There's not a problem. George Bush is good. George Bush runs nothing. Okay, when the Federal Reserve a month ago came out, 3 weeks ago, and said the dollar's going to plunge, it started plunging even more. They're trying to kill it. What can't you understand? Your savings, everything. Feds don't care. They're just, I'm glad we're arrested, Ed Brown. Yeah. Our government loves us. Everything's fine. Oh, yeah, you've had half your value robbed out of your account, you idiots. This is so stupid. The New World Order is our enemy. Can't you figure that out? They're the ones destroying the country. Asset diversification by the Gulf Sovereign Wealth Funds, the possibility the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries will change the pricing of oil from the dollar to another currency could mean more trouble for the dollar. The dollar has been losing its charm as a reserve currency due to its persistent weakness against a host of other international currencies. The September non-farm payrolls report Friday showed 110,000 jobs were created in the U.S. last month, although the dollar reacted positively to the news and gained initially, the rally quickly fizzled. Amid the dollar's free fall following a 0.5% interest rate cut in September, Qatar last week paid another $50 billion sovereign wealth funds, cut its exposure to the dollar by more than half to about 40% of its portfolio. Alert, alert, danger, Will Robertson, danger. Meanwhile, the yuppies are going, shut up, it's a conspiracy theory. It doesn't exist, everything's fine. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.